Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Got some college basketball analysts coming on the show to break stuff down. Got Jeff Passan to come on the show to talk to us about Venezuela going up against Team USA tonight in the World Baseball Classic Championship game. Venezuela versus Team USA. It would have been nice if it was the Dominican Republic against Team USA, but that's all right. We're going to take out anybody. I wanted Italy itself. You know, I wanted back when Tino, you know, and all the junk he was talking, that's what I wanted. But unfortunately, Team USA isn't going to be able to get their hands on Italy because Italy couldn't handle their business against Venezuela. That is what it is. It's a lot of stuff to get into today. NCAA tournament is set to begin. Obviously, we're going to get into that. NBA action last night, the Los Angeles Lakers and what they're doing. Want to know who y'all got of y'all all-NBA team because I got news for you. I don't know if I can leave Luka Doncic off of it, to be quite honest with you. I just don't know if I could do that. The brother's averaging nearly 38, 9-7. And shooting 41% from the field from three-point range over the last three games. So I don't know if I can leave him out. But that's an interesting discussion in and of itself to get into with the NBA. Of course, there's some football to get into as well. And that's where we're going to start because the Miami Dolphins have traded star wide receiver Jalen Waddle to the Denver Broncos. They've traded him. All right? Sent in the Broncos acquiring Jalen Waddle in a trade that sends their first, their third, and their fourth round picks in this year's draft to Miami. A source told ESPN's Adam Schefter, as part of the deal, Denver will also receive a fourth round pick back from the Dolphins. The picks heading to Miami include number 30 overall, along with the 30th selections in both the third and the fourth rounds. Denver made the move for Waddle following its loss in the AFC Championship game. Y'all remember Bo Nix went down. Jarrett Stidham had to be the quarterback for the team. Wasn't able to get it done. They lost 10-7 in the AFC Championship game to New England Patriots. Waddle finished the year with 64 receptions, 910 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's owed about $41.2 million in cash over the next 2 years. Financially, the Broncos will be responsible for about $5 million of Waddle's $15.416 million guaranteed salary in 2026. With the money that's being doled out, a CeeDee Lamb, what he's getting, a Jordan Jefferson, what he's getting, a Jamar Chase, what he's getting, et cetera, what A.J. Brown is getting, what a George Pickens is looking for. It's hard to believe that Waddle's only at $15.46 million, but nevertheless, it is what it is. I think this puts the Denver Broncos in a big-time situation right now. Remember, after Waddle broke out with a 1,356-yard season in the second year, he has not matched that production again due largely to injuries, and we understand that. He became Miami's top receiver early last season after Tyreek Hill suffered his injury in September. Waddle averaged just under 81 receiving yards per game over the following 6 weeks, but the number dropped to 40 yards per game over the next six. A rib injury ultimately sidelined him for the Dolphins' season-ending loss to the Patriots. Blah, 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 blah. In the end, what it comes down to is this. The Denver Broncos have to be looked upon as the favorites in the AFC. Now, you might say Buffalo, I say no. You might say New England, I say no. You might say Baltimore, I say no. Kansas City somehow, some way is going to resurrect themselves and they're going to be all right, I say no. I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying that right now, legitimately, when you're looking at the Denver Broncos right now, why shouldn't they be the favorites in the AFC? Why shouldn't they be? You talk about Waddle and how he joins Cortland Sutton, Pat Bryant, Troy Franklin, Marvin Mims, Jordan Humphrey, Michael Bandy. I mean, they got some cats on Denver, all right? They got some cats on Denver. They were in the AFC Championship game. They had 68 sacks, 4 shy of the all-time record held by the Chicago Bears from 1984. So they get to the quarterback. They got a big-time defense. Sean Payton's a big-time play caller. You got a quarterback in Bo Nix who can ball. You got running backs in Dobbins and R.J. Harvey. You got wideouts that I just read to you. What's the problem? What's the problem? As far as I'm concerned, when I look at the AFC, I'm thinking, who can't Denver beat? Who can't they beat? Go against the Chargers? Yes, they can. Chiefs ain't been the same. Okay? Don't get me started with anybody in the AFC North. In the South, C.J. Stroud's got some making up to do. Trevor Lawrence got to get it done in the postseason. Daniel Jones is coming back to Indy, but again, he had a good season before he got injured. What's your expectations? And in the AFC, I think Buffalo made a big mistake, because that's who comes to my mind when it comes to this whole Jalen Waddle situation. When I look at the Buffalo Bills, I'm like, how the hell did you pass up giving up a first-round pick this year to get Jalen Waddle? What you holding on to the pick for? Oh, we'll give up a first-round pick in 2027. We won't do it in 2026. Well, why not? Because Josh Allen definitely needs a speedster, definitely needs a deep threat. Can't necessarily rely on Keon Coleman to come through for him. Okay? You just acquired DJ Moore, who's got upside, and I get all of that. But I'm still of the mindset that if I'm the Buffalo Bills, I wanted me a Jalen Waddle. If I'm Josh Allen, I wanted me a Jalen Waddle. And now that that hasn't happened, where's that going to leave you? I think all of those are legitimate questions to ask as we look at the Miami Dolphins and we wonder what the hell is going on. By the way, I'm sorry, the Denver Broncos and what's going on in the AFC West. Because we got to remember, it is a tough division. Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert and the crew, they're not going away. And we already know that Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, they ain't going down like that. Travis Kelce is coming back for a reason. Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, they'll be back for a reason. Don't let them go out there and get themselves a running back so they can have somewhat of a balanced offensive attack. Don't let that happen. And the Raiders don't have nowhere to go but up. That's why you're talking about Fernando Mendoza coming on board there. But the Broncos are clearly the team to beat. No way around that. And as we look at them and we speculate about what's going to happen with them, I'm just looking at them right now. They could be a legit favorite. The Miami Dolphins is a different story because you just got Malik Willis from Green Bay. You signed him to a 3-year, $67.5 million deal, and then you let go of his primary offensive weapon. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. He's reunited with former Packers VP and now Dolphins general manager John Eric Sullivan and former Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. So he's in familiar territory. I get all of that. But who does he have to throw it to? This Malik Willis that you brought here. Yeah, you're rebuilding, you're retooling, or whatever. I get it. Tutu Atwell, Jalen Tolbert, Malik Washington. That's who his receivers are. I just got me a quarterback. I need more than that. I just do. I need more than that. I don't have more than that. If I'm the Miami Dolphins right now, who on a fast track to nowhere. And the only good thing you can say about the Dolphins is that they ain't the New York Jets. That's all you could say. That's all. You can't say much else than that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Let me transition to a couple more subjects before I go to break. Number one would be the WBC Classic tonight. Team USA scheduled to go up against Venezuela, okay? I expect Team USA to handle this business. I expect them to bring the championship home. Why not? You know, on the hill tonight for Team USA is going to be Mets pitcher Nolan McLean. He allowed three runs in three innings in a debacle against Italy. His last timeout was not great. Eduardo Rodriguez, who gave up 3 runs and 2 2/3 innings in his lone WBC outing, including 2 home runs, he's going to be on the hill for Venezuela. I'm just looking at it and I'm saying, listen, you beat the DR, you got to close. Now, Venezuela can hit. And there's no doubt about it. They've got big league hitters at every position in this lineup, including some high-profile stars as well. But they still ain't Team USA. And I will say this about Venezuela. They have not committed an error throughout this tournament in 6 games. Not one single error. So that definitely bodes well for you, no doubt about that. Beat Italy 4-2. I get it. I'm thinking about Team USA. Gunnar Henderson, and DeRozan making that switch and putting him in the lineup. I love that in favor of Bregman. I love that. Roman Anthony, him and Henderson both smacking back-to-back home runs. I love that. It was a strong pitching duel against the DR, but USA bullpen came through 4 2/3 scoreless, and it's 2 hits, 6 strikeouts. They handled their business. I think they're going to need to be able to do that tonight. I can't wait to see the memes that are out there. You understand? Because you know it's going to be a whole bunch of memes out there about Maduro, you know, the former head of Venezuela and the United States kidnapping. You know stuff goes, that people going to turn to political. I mean, this is how it goes. But that's all right. It's the World Baseball Classic. So it makes sense for that stuff to happen. In the end, your Team USA, crown. Make sure you're crowned as the World Baseball Classic champions. You won the title in 2017. Venezuela is making this first ever appearance in the championship game. Handle your business. Take them out. Do what you got to do. That's what I want to say about that. I'll be watching some of that game tonight. I'm not going to be I'm not gravitating to it as much as I did with the DR because I love Dominican Republic and I love how they come at it. Even though Venezuela was no joke either. I just love seeing that and love seeing them against USA and USA handling this business the way that it did. I'm looking forward to seeing what tonight is like, but not as much as I was looking forward to seeing the United States against the DR. Having said all of that, let me get back to the NCAA tournament because there's an interesting discussion that's percolating right now. And it goes a little bit deeper than people want to imagine. You know, as this NCAA tournament gets set, we're out here looking at a guy like Darius Acuff Jr. from Arkansas. Ladies and gentlemen, he has a chance to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. The brother looked like the second coming of Allen Iverson. If we just keeping it a buck. I mean, that's how he looks. He looked like he about to be the second coming of Allen Iverson. Seriously. And to watch this kid perform, 3 SEC games, 120 minutes, played 117 at 120 minutes, averaged 30 on 50% shooting from 3 with 7.7% from 3-point range. I mean, this is big. Because in NCAA tournament play, elite guard play wins you championships. Elite guard play gets it done for you. It's that simple. It's that simple. And the reason why the subject is so compelling is because all we've been hearing about all year long is Darren Peterson out of Kansas. He's a walking bucket. He's a guard. He's a combo guard. He can do it all on the offensive end of the floor, whatever. But he's missed about 11, 12 games. Missing games because of cramps, missing games because of the flu. I mean, this is a legitimate argument about how badly you want it. And when you got a guy like Acuff that's showing you that he wants it. You know, when you got Burries and Bradley at Arizona that's showing you they want it. When you look at this cat Flemons at Houston that's showing you that he wants it. You ain't trying to hear nothing. You ain't trying to hear about these kind of stories that you're hearing about Darren Peterson. Now, again, I'm not going to just sit up there and throw shade on the brother. The brother's a big-time talent. I wish him nothing but the best. I'm just trying to say, got to get this narrative out of there. You got to get rid of it. It can't be, does he really want to play? It can't be, can I trust him? Can I rely on him? Is he going to give me all he's got night in and night out? That can't happen. That kind of stuff happened. That comes back to haunt you. Nobody is saying that about Darius Acuff. Nobody. It is understood universally. This brother is the real deal. He's the real deal. And then they talk about, well, you know what? He might be the best guard that John Calipari has ever had. Actually, he is. Because the name that comes to my mind when I think about John Calipari and guards that he's had available to him is Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose couldn't shoot like Darius Acuff. Couldn't shoot the ball like that. He just couldn't. He was more explosive. He was more athletic. But he couldn't shoot like that. Which means that, you know what? It was going to be hard for him. Because he got to get to the hole all the time. It was going to be very, very hard for him to average 30. Darius could put that up in the blink of an eye because of his ability to shoot the basketball and to launch long range. So I'm looking at it from that standpoint. And I'm like, hey. This is what it is. And then it brings you to a bigger discussion when you're talking about these guys and the number one overall pick. What should you look for? Because for me, there's two categories. On one hand, this is me. If you're asking me who I'm taking number one overall, I'm not betting against 6'8", 6'9", A.J. DeBonta. Athletic, with a handle, with a J, can get to the basket, everything. I'm not betting against A.J. DeBonta. I'm not doing it. He's my number one overall pick, plain and simple. Got a wingspan that extends to like 7'3" or something like that. I am not going against A.J. DeBonta. I'm not. Great kid, cares, can ball, can shoot, can finish at the basket. I mean, I'm not going against him. Can't teach 6'8", 6'9". But if I'm looking for a talent to win me the tournament, the NCAA tournament, then that's Acuff. That's where I'm at with that. That's where you got to go against that grain. And you got to say, wait a minute now. We got to look at this a little bit differently. Because with Acuff, you don't know what the hell could happen. That's what I'm talking about. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I'm just being real with you about it. I'm looking at all of these teams, and I'm looking at the expectations and what they're talking about, okay? And for the ladies out there that you haven't talked about women's basketball, I ain't going to lie to you. I just can't see anybody beating UConn. I hope UCLA can give them a run for their money with Lauren Betts and the crew. But UConn and Gino Auriemma on a 50-game winning streak and, you know, 31 straight trips to the Sweet 16, 24 Final Four appearances, 12 national championships, my God. I mean, talk about dominance. It's crazy. But I will tell you, that's why, because there's not much suspense in women's basketball. You got Carolina, South Carolina, you got Texas, you got UCLA, and everybody else is on the outside looking in. College basketball, the men's, it's a different animal right there. It's a different animal. And as we sit here and look at it, we just got to ask ourselves, how far can a Darius Acuff take you in the NCAA tournament in this day and age? Inquiring minds want to know, because it's Arkansas that's in the same bracket as Arizona. So I understand that, but in the end, I'm looking at the talent, and I'm like, my goodness, it could be anybody. It could be anybody. But Acuff is that dude. He's who I'd want leading me in the NCAA tournament. DeBonta is who I'd want as the number one overall pick in the draft. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Your calls and then some coming up next, plus some real bracket breakdown as well. Stick around. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Don't go away.